This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Just the camaraderie with the team. Everybody in this locker room loves each other. So I think that's number one. And we all push each other to be our best. No matter if we win or lose, we all look at what we could have done better. And, we all can talk to each other. There's no guy that can't come talk to me on the team that can come up to me and be like, yo, you need to be better. Or any guy that I can come to, that I can go to and just be like, yo, we need you to be better. We need you to be better at this and that. So, everybody's carries himself with humility and nobody's bigger than the next person. Really just the love in the locker room. I think that's the biggest thing. And of course, we've gotten better offense, defense, and special teams throughout the year.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think that's what we can say about the Chicago Bears. They've gotten better. Have they made the big jump? No, I don't think so. But yesterday was really good for Justin Fields, who was a key part of the Bears' 37-17 win over Atlanta. Justin Fields, 20 of 32, 268 yards, a touchdown, and zero picks, 11 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. And really, it was a day of consequence for the Bears because for me, the meter was moved for Justin Fields, as in I've been hitting everybody over the head all year with I need to see discernible difference. I saw a big difference in the way Justin Fields played yesterday relative to a lot of the games that he has played. The Bears also clinched the number one overall draft pick this year. They have been officially eliminated from the playoffs, and we also learned last night that the Bears will be the Bears-Packers game at Lambeau Sunday, 3:25, and the Bears can eliminate the Green Bay Packers from playoff contention if they win that 3:25 game at Lambeau next week. And here to talk all about it is one of the guys that sits in our little section of the press box. You got a Chris Emma, you got me, and then you got Josh Schrock and Alex Shapiro. And the rest of the crew. So Alex Shapiro of NBC Sports Chicago is joining us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. We got a lot to cover here, don't we, man?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, Happy New Year, Grody. Thanks for having me. I am happy to represent the cool kids corner of the media room at House Hall. Because, let's be honest, everybody wants to sit in our little corner of the media room.
It's true. We get a lot of traffic in our area. You know what I mean? The people coming over.
Yeah.
It's possible that it could just be Courtney Cronin. I mean, maybe it's because she's in the cool kids section as well. Is it Sean Hammond possibly? But
it could be Sean. Nick Moriano's got that joyous charm.
Yeah.
You got all the hot tech. Everybody's going to him for the tech picks. So we might actually be bystanders in the cool kids club. But whatever, we're in. We got to sit at the table, man.
I never thought about that. Nick Moriano's kind of the IT guy for the row because he's young like you. But yeah, he's always like got technology just dangling all over him, doesn't he?
100%. I'm not going to lie, I've bought like 3 or 4 different pieces of tech just based on Nick Moriano's recommendations. So yes, he is absolutely that guy.
That's hilarious. I might have to invest with him at some point in time as well. Yeah, man, there is just so much stuff going on with the Bears, and I just ran through some of it. But you and I started to talk about Justin Fields and the complexion change of Justin Fields relative to the beginning of the year and up till now. What did Justin Fields' game yesterday do for you?
I mean, for me, it kind of solidified a feeling that is, you can win and the Bears can win with Justin Fields. And, you know, if it was me as the GM of this team, A, you know, the Bears might be in trouble because I'm not a GM.
But you're a cool kid. You're a cool kid, though. So
For real. I just look at Justin Fields, and I think I would feel comfortable moving forward with him as the quarterback of this team. And I would be seriously looking at bringing in a Marvin Harrison Jr. With that Panthers pick, whether it's moving off of number one, whatever, what have you, instead of taking another quarterback. Because, yeah, I mean, are there moments where we can continue to nitpick Justin Fields? Yes. I mean, there were times yesterday where I thought he held onto the ball too long and probably could have gotten a ball out to Tyler Scott sooner or a ball to DJ Moore in the middle field sooner. But you can do that with any quarterback, man. And for me, the special things that Fields does, the throws that he's making to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone or, you know, along the sideline, or the seam throw to Tyler Scott, plus his rare rushing ability. I mean, his Houdini acts that he seems to do and outdo himself every single week. That's the really special stuff that gives him an unbelievably high ceiling. And to me, that's the stuff that really strikes fear into the heart of opposing defenses. And I just look at that, I'm like, I can win with that. Yeah, he's not going to be perfect, but he can take your team to the next step. And if you've already got that guy in-house, for me, why mess around with an unknown, with a new rookie quarterback? Why not just build around this guy some more?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible as you're saying this, and I got all sorts of questions for you, but you're a USC guy too, aren't you?
I am a USC guy. So, yes, I have watched plenty of Caleb Williams. And, yes, I do believe Caleb Williams is going to be an excellent quarterback in the NFL.
Do you think he's generational, though, the way everybody has said?
I think we need to maybe reframe what we think of as a generational talent. If we're talking about a guy who comes around every 3 or 4 or 5 years, yes, I think he's that guy. Like, but to be honest, we've had a lot of really good quarterbacks come through in 10-year cycles, right?
Truth.
I do think he is better than both Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud were as prospects last year. For me, if I'm building a team in a vacuum, I would build my team around Caleb Williams and not Drake May because, again, of that playmaking upside. The things that he does off schedule, the things he does extending plays, the arm talent, all of that upside, I just want to build around that. So I do think that Caleb Williams is going to be an excellent, excellent QB prospect. I've got him as my number one guy.
Okay. It's just so tough. Like Ryan Poles, like when he gets to that point, because either way, There is big risk involved. If you invest in Justin Fields and you pass up on Caleb Williams, it could be a massive mistake. And then vice versa. If you give up on Justin Fields and you take Caleb Williams, it could be a massive mistake as well. But what I really wanted to ask you, though, is going back to your point about, you know, believing the Bears can win with Justin Fields, was this clinched yesterday for you, or were you thinking that prior to yesterday's game? I'm trying to figure out how much stock you put into yesterday's performance by Justin Fields.
It's been a gradual process, but, I mean, yesterday was an emphatic moment. So in terms of clinching, as teams are clinching playoff berths around this time of the year, yeah, I guess you could call it a clincher. But to me, it really started after the first month of the season that was so horrible, right? Justin Fields talks about, I want to play more free. And then after that, he has a stinker against the Chiefs. But then really after that, he started to play better and better and better. And I mean, it was a long time ago now, so we might forget, but before he got hurt, he was playing lights out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was putting up huge numbers. The touchdowns were through the roofs. He wasn't turning the ball over, really. Wasn't throwing interceptions. And then to me, the biggest shame is that he does get hurt. And we miss out on that month of growth. We miss out on that month of data points of watching him, right? And he came back and he was good. And then, you know, a little bit more recently, it seems like he has gotten back to that play. And I'll even throw in last week, even though the passing numbers aren't great last week, the Bears didn't need him to put up big passing numbers. The running game was super effective, and he was tearing up the Cardinals with his legs. So that's the other thing, right? Now we know Justin Fields can beat you like he did on Sunday through the air and some minimal scrambling, or he can beat you like the way he beat the Cardinals, which was as a rushing threat. That versatility is incredible. So it has been throughout the year. He's played much, much better as the year's gone on. And then yesterday, to me, I just thought it was a phenomenal game. I thought there was very little to nitpick. I thought it was outstanding. And wow, what a what a performance on a day that the Bears lock up the number one draft pick. You know, it's kind of a poetic performance, honestly.
Yeah, it made for an odd locker room, I thought, too, because while we're certainly the number one story is what Justin Fields did yesterday, then there's the sort of, it's not as awkward this year as it was last year, but then there's the, hey, you guys are getting the number one pick. Did you talk to any players who gave you like a really good answer about that yesterday? Because I thought that the Bears players were pretty careful about the way they answered questions about the number one overall pick.
Yeah, most guys that I talked to when that question was asked were like, what are you talking about, man? We're not thinking about the number one pick. That's for the guys upstairs. That's not for us. We're in the here now. That was when the Bears still had playoff dreams hanging on by a thread, depending on a tie. So they were like, we're just hoping for a tie, man, or whatever. You know, they were completely unfocused on the draft.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I actually asked Jaquan Brisker in the locker room yesterday, and I prefaced the question, you know, with the you guys have the number one pick this year, not because you guys are bad, but because Carolina was bad. I said, is part of what you guys are celebrating in here is getting the number one overall pick? And he's like, no, that's not what we're celebrating in here. We're celebrating the win and all the great work at home, and we'll deal with the number one pick later. So those are the exact kind of answers that I was getting out of that as well. My God, has DJ Moore, you talk about like a trade working. DJ Moore, the season, 1,300 yards, a career best, 9 catches, 159 yards, and a TD. Yesterday, averaging about 17 and a half yards per catch. The guy has been great. I was also pretty surprised with the way Atlanta was covering him. It seemed unlike so many other teams that would double and triple him, team him. It felt like he had a field day out there yesterday, and every time I saw him, he was wide open.
Yeah, you know, and all that man coverage too, you know, that's something that DJ Moore was also talking about. You know, if a defense runs man coverage, they have ways. They have these little rub plays to get him open that were really effective. You got to credit Luke Getsy. I know Luke Getsy has been a bit of a punching bag.
Well, be careful, Shapiro. Be careful, man. I get crushed when I support him.
We got to give credit where credit is due. And Luke Getsy moved him around the field. Normally, he's pretty much been an X player. He had him lining up in different spots. That was a way that they got him open. And obviously, you got to give credit to DJ Moore himself, who is just a phenomenal player, and is really good at creating separation on his own. And then, of course, you got to give credit to Justin Fields, who put balls right on the money to get him the ball open, or to get him the ball when he was open. But yeah, I mean, he's been everything the Bears wanted in a number one wide receiver. It's something they haven't had since Allen Robinson, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. He's so great with contested catches. He's great as a deep threat. He's great in the middle of the field. He's great on screens. Pretty much whatever you need him to do, he'll do it, and he'll be great. And then here's the thing. I know this has been talked about a little bit, but bringing it back to the number one pick, I mean, pretty smart move by Ryan Poles to make this trade with the Panthers and then take away their best player. So they're a much worse team, right?
Yeah.
If DJ Moore's on that Panthers team, they might not have the number one overall pick this year. So, I mean, just really shrewd move by Poles to lock up this great player and then also weaken the team that he's taken a number one pick from. I mean, what an unbelievable piece. You might argue that the DJ Moore piece is the most important piece of that entire trade, even though the Bears now have the number one overall pick this year.
Yeah, and it makes me think, too, Alex, that, hey, if you do keep Justin Fields, you know, he'd be here for his fourth year, you pick up the fifth-year option. I don't know if you'd add an extension. You add a couple of years possibly as well, but it's, you know, Ryan Poles could prey on another team this year that he anticipates being bad, and maybe the Bears have a top three pick. And so, again, you would be protected if you don't feel like Justin Fields was the guy. And I understand that this is the quarterback draft that everybody was eyeing with Caleb Williams and Drake May and some of these other guys, but I guess the larger point here is, and you brought it up, Alex, I guess Ryan Poles, while he has been imperfect, seems to be having a very successful season. Would you agree with that?
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, he's had some L's. But, I mean, every GM does, right? The Chase Claypool trade doesn't look good. There are some draft picks that don't look good.
Ogunjobi back in the day. Remember right. Larry Ogunjobi? Man.
Yeah, I mean, a guy fails his physical. I don't know if that's Poles' fault.
No, that's really not Poles'
fault, but it didn't look good. But, I mean, you can look at several free agent signings that also weren't great as the Bears tried to find cornerstone foundational pieces. But then you also look at, and I'll take the L on this one, the Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards signings. I thought that letting Roquan Smith walk and then spending similar money on Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards, I'm like, what are we doing here? Why are we letting an excellent linebacker out the door just to sign another couple of linebackers? Well, boy, I was wrong, because guess what? Tremaine Edwards and T.J. Edwards have both been fantastic. The draft picks in the secondary, fantastic. Mm-hmm. You look at Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Terrell Smith. I mean, those are pretty much all hits. And then to recover from the Chase Claypool trade and say, whatever, I'm going to get back on the horse. I'm going to keep wheeling and dealing and make the Montez Sweat trade, mm-hmm. you know, which is maybe his best trade yet. You know, we just got talking about how DJ Moore was so great. Well, Montez Sweat has been the force multiplier on defense that they've been looking for so long. You bring him in, you sign him to a big extension, don't let him hit the open market. I mean, that trade is also unbelievable. So, yeah, Ryan Poles has really, it's still early, right? It takes time to really fully judge how a GM shakes out, right? Because they're long-term projects. But early returns for Ryan Poles after two seasons look mighty good.
Yeah, and we know that, you know, it's been loud with the Jalen Johnson stuff. You know, presumably they will sit down in January after the season ends and hopefully get something done. But do you anticipate, since you mentioned guys like Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker, I know they're still in their rookie contracts, but do you anticipate any other, like, extensions for players that maybe we're not even thinking about right now? I mean, and even on the offensive side of the ball.
Sure. The only extension outside Jalen Johnson, and I think the Bears have to find a way to keep Jalen Johnson around, whether it's the franchise tag or whatever. The one guy who I would look at is Justin Jones, who's also playing on the last year of his deal, who was not necessarily the dynamic three tech that the Bears wanted when they missed on Larry Ogunjobi, and didn't have the best season last year. But I remember talking to him last year and even early throughout this year about, like, hey, man, what's going on? Why isn't this pass rush working? And he'd always say, dude, 4 = 1. And when key guys are getting double teamed and other people aren't winning their one-on-ones, things just don't look great. Well, guess what? That entire defensive line right now is so much better. Andrew Billings has been a revelation. We just got done talking about Montez Sweat, how great he is. I think DeMarcus Walker has been really solid as a rotational guy. Now, Justin Jones is starting to get more one-on-ones, and he's starting to win more one-on-ones. And Justin Jones has, in my opinion, been a disruptive force, more so recently than in the past. So now that you've got some more pieces on that defensive line, he's played pretty solid. And I know Jervon Dexter is an ascending player, and you want to get him his snaps. But I think Justin Jones is a guy that, you know, maybe the Bears consider keeping him around on some sort of short-term deal, just, again, to keep that continuity, keep everything moving forward, because everything is looking up, 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 up. I would imagine you kind of want to keep pieces in place where you can. And I think Justin Jones has played his way into some more time with the Bears.
Very interesting. Yeah, and he's a good locker room guy, good dude for us to talk to as well. So that's very interesting. I like that idea of getting some sort of reasonable deal done with Justin Jones. Yesterday, we walked into a cloudy and smoky, cigar-filled locker room. Are you a cigar smoker, Shapiro? Or are you like Tyreek Stevenson, where you're like, oh, my God, get this crap out of here?
You know, I wouldn't say I'm a cigar smoker, but if I'm in Vegas, you know, or a bachelor party, something like that, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll enjoy a nice cigar. It's a nice thing to enjoy for a celebratory occasion. So whatever that makes me, that kind of cigar guy, I'm that guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about the same. I mean, when I was like in high school, I would go. We'd go play pool at this place called Harold's on Bloomingdale or on Lake Street in Bloomingdale, and we would smoke what they call Swisher Sweets, which are just.
Ooh.
You ever had a good? I mean, I am sorry, but I still find that Swisher Sweets are delicious, and people probably laugh at that, but they're deluxe, Shapiro. Yep. They really are.
Listen, I feel like every boy at some point has his Swisher Sweet phase.
Exactly.
You're not alone. I have certainly enjoyed a Swisher Sweet or two in my day.
Yeah.
It's like a rite of passage. Now, that saying, I don't condone smoking. Smoking is bad for you. You shouldn't do it.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Every boy's had a Swisher Sweet in his day.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Kids don't smoke, but, you know, maybe give it a try.
Don't smoke or you'll turn out like Mark Grody and Alex Shapiro. You don't want that.
Oh, yeah. But you too could sit in the cool section of the press box as well someday. Alex, thanks, man. I appreciate having you on. Great job, buddy. And I'll see you out at the hall later on this week.
Thank you, Grody. Wow, the great job coming from Grody. That means so much
to
me, man.
Yeah, man. Hey. I was going to say, it's
happy
been a while since I've had you on, and I'm sorry it's been so long in between, but you know I love you, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Yes, thanks, man. Be well. I'll catch you later.
See you, Alex. That is Alex Shapiro. Yeah, I asked him to come on. He was like, what? I never thought I was going to get this call again. I was like, no, man. I love Alex Shapiro. Absolutely. Yeah, actually, the last time I had a cigar was, I would check this group out. Check me out, Hall. This group of people, Danny Parkins, Shane Rorden or Reardon, Mark Carmen, and me, we go golfing, do 18 holes. Shane, I think on like the sixth or seventh hole, busts out some pretty nice cigars. I mean, I think he said they were like $10 or $11 cigars, so we're not talking premium. We're talking, you know, regular unleaded, but still, you know, a pretty good cigar. And I think it was on the next hole that, you know, you put the cigar down when you tee off, and I left the cigar at the hole, and Shane has never stopped reminding me about that. And it kind of, I think about that because I had a couple of good puffs, and I never did get to enjoy the rest of it. We do need to take a break. When we come back, I see a couple guys been hanging in there wanting to talk Bears on the phones, 312-644-6767. As a matter of fact, that there are literally just two people on the line right now. So if you would like to call in, this would be a good time to do it. If you would like to talk about the Chicago Bears, if you'd like to text, 312-644-6767 is the way to do it. I want to play for you guys DJ Moore. We played it way earlier in the show, but he was very entertaining at his locker yesterday, and I put up a tweet, and it probably got more attention than anything that I tweeted or put out there yesterday. So I would like you to hear the voice of DJ Moore, and I would like to hear your voice on the radio here again. 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody. This is The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's get back to more Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back in. We got another solid 30 minutes on this show, and then I have been told that we have a ReliaQuest Bowl here on The Score, starting at 11 a.m., LSU against Wisconsin. And then tonight, 6 to 9, you will hear a re-airing of Pat's Call to the Hall. Pat Hughes, when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, very entertaining. So looking forward to that tonight. 312-644-6767 is the number. I would like to read a few text messages for you before I get right back to these calls. 785, can you bring up the Bears' offensive line, my man? Tevin Jenkins, Topeka High Trojans, pancaking guys, flattening them down really good. You know, I didn't even think about that when I was talking to Alex Shapiro. You know, I wonder if Tevin Jenkins is somebody that the Bears might be thinking about potentially extending. They're going to have to take injuries into account and just sort of make a projection on him. But he has been absolutely terrific, and it was good to see him back out there starting and, as you said, pancaking guys. From the 262, Happy New Year, Grody. You are a real pro and are the go-to guy for Bears news for many of us. Keep up the great work. Thank you, and thank you to the other texters out here. Believe it or not, I don't read every complimentary text message. Thank you to the other ones and people that have said really nice things here today. From the 224, forget the cigars and give Fields and Jalen Johnson contract extensions now. Well, coming soon, that could very well be the case. 708, Grody, you're old. What about raindrops keep falling on my head? I'm not that old. From the 847, are we idiots that aren't realizing that we already have a good, quote, good team with a QB on a rookie deal? I mean, I think that the opposition to that is you can restart the rookie clock. I assume that that's what you're talking about if the Bears were to draft Caleb Williams or Drake May. From the 224, my Swisher Sweets are filled with weed. Put your weed in there. That's right. Everybody's Swisher Sweets are filled with weed. I don't know. You ever just walk downtown Chicago or anywhere in this city or drive by cars? This whole city has had a tint of weed since New Year's Day. What was it, 3 years ago when it was legalized? Hell, prior to that.
Weed every day.
This city has always felt very comfortable smoking weed in public. I'll tell you that as somebody who lived here for a lot of years. 312, Poles didn't want DJ, he wanted Burns. Stop the false narrative. Well, that's a report that he did want Brian Burns from Carolina, the excellent defender, but it's not like he moved on. He said, okay, I'll take DJ Moore. So to call it a false narrative, you falsified your research. I don't think that that is the case there, but thank you very much for the text message.
They wouldn't have gotten the deal done if it didn't include a premium player in Carolina.
Exactly. So Ryan Poles goes to the table, and maybe Burns was the top guy that he wanted, maybe, but it was also, let's talk about DJ Moore. Oh, you can give me DJ Moore? Okay, you don't want to give me, I'm still doing the deal. Ryan Poles still did the deal, so let's erase that false narrative. And I know it's fun to say false narrative, but I disagree with that. Wayne is in West Lafayette. What's going on, Wayne?
Happy New Year, Grody, Grody, Grody. Oh. It's almost transition between you and me and the Grobber again, man. Almost early enough, buddy. Almost early enough, boy.
Almost, man.
I look forward to that show you guys are going to have. It's a Grobber special coming up. I look forward to it, old buddy.
Oh, thanks, anyway, Wayne. You're the good.
Hey, Grody, old buddy. I'll tell you what. I want to tell you something real quick before I get to my football stuff. One of my most memorable and favorite radio times of my whole life was when you took time off just before the Cubs won their World Series game, and you were in Cleveland, and you took time out to talk to me just before you went out and the game went on. But that was really a special time for me, buddy, and I really thank you for taking enough of me to talk to me on that. And you're the best, buddy.
Thanks,
God
Wayne.
Bless you, buddy.
God bless you, man.
Hey,
thanks for waiting too.
Hey,
on hold for so long. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem, buddy, no problem. Hey, tell you what, buddy. Continuity is what they got going on right now, because they're a bunch of new guys at the beginning of the year, a bunch of guys thrown together. They hadn't played together much. Now they're playing together, and they're really playing good together. And that continuity is really going good. And as many of these guys as they can keep together, the better the team's going to be next year. But the thing is, they need to keep Fields, because that other guy from South California –
mm-hmm.
He could wind up being a Cade McNown. He could be Cade McNown, because McNown was really good until he got out here to the cold, buddy, and then he turned into a sissy. I mean, man,
yeah.
And we don't want no California sissy boy coming out here getting cold and not being able to play. You know what I mean?
No, so none of that.
Fields will give you 1,000%. Now, I think he's taking it seriously to be one of the best quarterbacks the Bears ever had, and they need to reward him for that, old buddy, and I mean it. And you know what I'm saying.
I hear you, man. Hey, Wayne, you're the goods. Thank you. I hope you have a great 2024. Did you make it till midnight last night, Wayne?
No, I didn't, nobody, but that's okay. But I got to hear you, plenty of you yesterday and all the time. And, hey, Fred Grody from Grody Motors in Lafayette said, any car you want, he will find it for you.
Really?
And give you a super deal.
Oh.
Just to sport the Grody name in Chicago, the Fred Grody name on the car.
Man.
So you need to talk to Fred someday when you're cruising through town, buddy.
All right. Yeah, give Fred my best. And, Wayne, thanks for calling, man. You're the goods.
Happy New Year, buddy.
All right, Happy New Year. That is Wayne. I love Wayne. Yeah, he mentioned, by the way, Les Grobstein. I am doing the Les Grobstein Memorial Show on January 18th. So I'll be on midnight to 5. I think we're going to have to do Bum of the Year. There's a lot of candidates. A lot of times there aren't. Man, Grobber still gets mentioned all the time up in the press box. Yesterday mentioned several times.
Like, rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP Grobber. Like, what would Grobber think about that? How about this? How about the Bears going to Green Bay with a could you imagine Grobber overnights this week with the Bears having a chance to eliminate the Green Bay pukers going into this week? Because that's what they could do, Tyler. That's what's going down here. And it's very possible. 3:25 game for the Bears and Packers at Lambeau Field. 312-644-6767. Am I going to Greg? Yeah, let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on the score.
Hey, Grody, thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Greg. You're welcome, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. When you were talking with Alex, you kind of picked from my brain what I was going to talk to you about. I'm glad to hear you and Alex talking about the work that Ryan Poles has done since he came here. We went to the game yesterday, and all season I've seen it. It started a little bit last year. Jalen Johnson goes down with a shoulder injury, and they put Terrell Smith in. And when you look at who's on the field and how Poles has drafted from the front to the back of the draft, later in the rounds included, as well as his free agent acquisitions, and in the trades, the DJ Moore, obviously, that trade, and Montez Sweat. I don't think oftentimes enough kudos is given to the work that he has done since he's gotten here. I know the Claypool trade kind of blew up, but that happens. But I was happy to hear you and Alex talking about that and giving Paul some kudos for his work.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call, Greg. I'm glad that you caught that, and thanks for listening. Thanks for the nice words as well. Look, Mrs. by general managers in the National Football League are ugly. They really are, and they stand out, and they piss you off. And we talk about it. We crush it. Like, the Chase Claypool was a heavy-duty miss. I mean, you gave up a second-round pick to bring him in, and he was a failure in every way, shape, or form, on the field, off the field, in the locker room, it just on the sidelines. That is a miss, and I will admit, I thought that Chase Claypool was going to be a contributor this year. Based on what I saw in camp, I should have paid a little bit more attention to the fighting and the off-the-field demeanor and all of that stuff, and I sort of brushed that off, but you know, I was wrong on that. But yeah, so misses are ugly, but the Montez Sweat thing was huge to get back on the horse and go with the second-round pick, you know, and then give the big money to Montez Sweat. That certainly has worked out. And, you know, Alex and I went through all the bevy of different moves and successes and, you know, the perceived failures. But unfortunately, there is opportunity cost along the way for GMs. And I get it. And I'm sure there'll be more misses. And I'm sure we'll get down on Ryan Poles. But on the overall, one thing that has happened this year is Ryan Poles has had a very good year. And he may have a very good offseason as well. Got a lot to think about, and we are all going to have a lot to say about it as well. Final break of the show. When we come back, you got to hear what DJ Moore had to say in the locker room yesterday. I'm Mark Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Let's get back to more Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hello. Welcome back into the final 10 minutes of the program. You're about to hear from DJ Moore, and it's really good stuff. So stand by for that. I want to remind you, too, that, look, I know some of you guys are probably just waking up right now and have missed this whole show. We started at 7 o'clock, and it will have been 4 hours of Bears talk. So if you got your Odyssey, your free Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to the whole show if you want, if you like, need that Bears fix. I know that's the way I am. Like, I had to go back yesterday myself. I got home after doing all my work and at at Soldier Field hours after the game. And I got home, I was like, I need to hear what people are saying. So you can check it out on the Odyssey app starting at 7 a.m. A lot of great guests today. Had Podash on at 8, Mark Podash. Chris Emma was on at 9, and just had Alex Shapiro on from NBC Sports Chicago at 10 a.m. And the app makes it easy if you need your Bears fix, because the Bears won and Justin Fields looked good. The Bears have the number one overall pick in the draft. And with that as the backdrop, an excellent game, too, for the Bears' star wide receiver, DJ Moore. 9 catches, 159 yards, and a touchdown. He's now up to a career-high 1,300 yards for his career.
Cole Kmet was saying that he was kind of astonished how often Atlanta left you open. Did you feel that way today?
No. We was kind of setting them up with rub plays, and they happened to be in a specific coverage that allowed us to get the rub and be wide open.
Does that mean a lot to you to surpass your career high?
Yeah. So 5 years in Carolina, then to come here year one and surpass that is amazing.
You mentioned the Houdini act, Justin Fields, that I assume you're talking about, where he loses the sack and then runs down the field. Are you surprised by it anymore? Because, I mean, he's done that, it feels like, a handful of times this year.
Yeah, because you never know what he's going to do. And that one was like a real extended play. So for him to even break that first tackle and just start zooming to get the first down was amazing.
What do you think about you getting the number one overall pick, team?
I mean, I feel like the number one overall pick when they traded for me. So I don't know. But I mean, thanks to Carolina. So I mean, that's all I can say to that.
DJ, how much do you doubt you for Justin Fields this offseason? Just to keep the chemistry.
You're asking about Justin Fields.
I said it before. I'm going to keep saying it. What makes him not the quarterback? I mean, today, I mean, the Houdini act should have just put the nail in.
Hey,
Bo. He's not running back, but he's him. So, I mean, he's going to be the quarterback. I want him to be the quarterback.
Take him. Nico.
I said what I said. Now it's on the higher up. So, it's up to them.
Did you hear those chants that we want Justin?
I did hear those chants. And I know they box is right there. So, I know they heard that stuff too. So,
that's great stuff there from DJ Moore. And he will be on tomorrow with Mully and Haw. 8 o'clock, so more like that. Actually, Matt Eberflus will be speaking at Halas Hall today at 1:30. No player speaking today, but Matt Eberflus will do his usual day after the game, New Year's Day in this case, work with reporters out at Halas Hall. I don't believe I'll be making the trip unless I feel extra motivated and awake. But, I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning. We'll see. One more quick call before we get out of here. Lisa from the South Shore. What's going on, Lisa? You're on the Score.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lisa.
Thank you. Listen, everybody's going Justin Fields or a number one quarterback. I think Montana had Steve Young behind him. Tom Brady had Jimmy Garoppolo. And, yeah, I'm just saying. Brett Favre had Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's a Brett Favre or a Joe Montana, but look, you know, Keith Fields, draft the number one quarterback, and with your pick, get you an offensive lineman. It makes sense to me. And start, filling up that line, because that's important.
Honestly, Lisa, that is a great call, and I mean it, because like the idea that the Bears, this organization, which has been bereft of quarterback play forever, ever, 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 ever. Like the idea that, that's crazy to low. No, of course. And that's why my bold prediction for the year 2024 is that Justin Fields and Kayla Williams will be on the same roster with the Chicago Bears starting in training camp or the OTAs this year. It's a bold prediction, I realize. But what a strong way to finish. Thank you, Lisa, for that call. Thanks to everybody for listening. Never know what's going to happen on a holiday, especially when it was 7 a.m. when I started, and you guys have been nonstop goodness keeping me company throughout the morning. This was a lickety-split show, and I enjoyed the heck out of it because of you guys, the Score listeners, the Bears fans. Like, I feel you. You know that? You understand that, Bears fans? I feel you, every bit of you. I get it. I understand it. I am of you. Thank yous as well to Mark Potash for coming on the show. Chris Emma, Alex Shapiro, a bunch of great guests today as well. And Tyler Farengold, dude, you did a wonderful job getting all the audio I needed. One man act, taking down all those calls, feeding me information. Great job by Tyler Farengold. Hope you have a great rest of your New Year's Day, sir. Coming up next, we do have the ReliaQuest Bowl. LSU against Wisconsin, 6-9 tonight. Pat's call to the hall. I hope everybody has a great day today, and I will talk to you throughout the week from Halas Hall right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Take care. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello. Welcome back into the final 10 minutes of the program. You're about to hear from DJ Moore, and it's really good stuff. So stand by for that. I want to remind you, too, that, look, I know some of you guys are probably just waking up right now and have missed this whole show. We started at 7 o'clock, and it will have been 4 hours of Bears talk. So if you got your Odyssey, your free Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to the whole show if you want, if you need that Bears fix. I know that's the way I am. Like, I had to go back yesterday myself. I got home after doing all my work and at Halas Hall, at Soldier Field, hours after the game, and I got home. I was like, I need to hear what people are saying. So you can check it out on the Odyssey app starting at 7 a.m. A lot of great guests today. Had Potash on at 8, Mark Potash. Chris Emma was on at 9, and just had Alex Shapiro on from NBC Sports Chicago at 10 a.m. And the app makes it easy if you need your Bears fix, because the Bears won and Justin Fields looked good. The Bears have the number one overall pick in the draft, and with that as the backdrop, an excellent game too for the Bears' star wide receiver, DJ Moore. 9 catches, 159 yards, and a touchdown. He's now up to a career-high 1,300 yards for his career.
Cole Kmet was saying that he was kind of astonished how often Atlanta left you open. Did you feel that way today?
No. We was kind of setting them up with rub plays, and they happened to be in a specific coverage that allowed us to get the rub and be wide open.
Does that mean a lot to you, surpassing your career?
Yeah. So five years in Carolina, and then to come here with year one and surpass that is amazing.
You mentioned the Houdini act, Justin Fields, that I assume you're talking about, where he loses the sack and then runs down the field. Are you surprised by it anymore? Because, I mean, he's done that. It feels like a handful of times this year.
Yeah, because you never know what he's going to do. And that one was like a real extended play. So for him to even break that first tackle and just start zooming to get the first down was amazing.
What do you think about you getting the number one overall pick, team?
I mean, I feel like the number one overall pick when they traded for me, so I don't know. But, I mean, thanks to Carolina. So, I mean, that's all I can say to that.
DJ, how much have you vouched for Justin Fields this offseason? Just to keep the chemistry together.
Asking about Justin Fields.
I said it before. I'm going to keep saying it. What makes him not the quarterback? I mean, today, I mean, the Houdini act should have just put the nail in.
Hey, both.
He's not running back, but he's him. So, I mean, he's going to be the quarterback. I want him to be the quarterback.
Take him. Nico.
I said what I said. Now it's on the higher up. So, it's up to them.
Did you hear those chants?
I did hear those chants. And I know they box is right there, so I know they heard that stuff too. So
says great stuff there from DJ Moore, and he will be on tomorrow with Mullin Haw, 8 o'clock. So more like that. Actually, Matt Eberflus will be speaking at Hallis Hall today at 1:30. No players speaking today, but Matt Eberflus will do his usual day after the game, New Year's Day in this case, work with reporters out at Hallis Hall. I don't believe I'll be making the trip unless I feel extra motivated and awake. But, you know, I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning. We'll see. One more quick call before we get out of here. Lisa from the South Shore. What's going on, Lisa? You're on the Score.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lisa.
Thank you. Listen, you know, everybody's going Justin Fields or a number one quarterback. I think Montana had Steve Young behind him. Tom Brady had Jimmy Garoppolo. And, yeah, I'm just saying. Brett Favre had Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's a Brett Favre or a Joe Montana, but look, you know, Keith Fields, draft the number one quarterback, and with your pick, get you an offensive lineman. It makes sense to me. And start, you know, filling up that line, because that's important.
Honestly, Lisa, that is a great call, and I mean it, because like the idea that the Bears, this organization, which has been bereft of quarterback play forever, ever, 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 like the idea that, oh, that's crazy to low. No, of course. And that's why my bold prediction for the year 2024 is that Justin Fields and Caleb Williams will be on the same roster with the Chicago Bears starting in training camp or the OTAs this year. It's a bold prediction, I realize. But what a strong way to finish. Thank you, Lisa, for that call. Thanks to everybody for listening. Never know what's going to happen on a holiday, especially when it was 7 a.m. when I started, and you guys have been nonstop goodness keeping me company throughout the morning. This was a lickety-split show, and I enjoyed the heck out of it because of you guys, the Score listeners, the Bears fans. Like, I feel you. You know that? You understand that, Bears fans? I feel you, every bit of you. I get it. I understand it. I am of you. Thank yous as well to Mark Potash for coming on the show. Chris Emma, Alex Shapiro, a bunch of great guests today as well. And Tyler Farengold, dude, you did a wonderful job getting all the audio I needed. One man act, taking out down all those calls, feeding me information. Great job by Tyler Farengold. Hope you have a great rest of your New Year's Day, sir. Coming up next, we do have the ReliaQuest Bowl. LSU against Wisconsin, 6-9 tonight. Pat's call to the hall. I hope everybody has a great day today, and I will talk to you throughout the week from Hallis Hall right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Take care. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.